Additional use number 2371, Georgetown Business Plaza LLC.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2371 for Georgetown Business Plaza LLC for a business park to include warehouses and office buildings based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located along Route 9, which is classified as a principal arterial roadway in Sussex County. This use is appropriate for this location. This application seeks approval of two medical or office buildings closest to Route 9 with warehouse space and buildings behind them. Two, the use is situated on a part of a larger 22.285-acre parcel of land. This conditional use shall only be located on the eastern portion of the site, as depicted during the public hearing. The remainder of the site shall not be developed without an additional public hearing. Three, there are other small businesses and structures in the area, including a similar project nearby approved as conditional use number 2290. It is also near the Route 9 and Harbison Road intersection. There are various zoning districts in this area, including MR, C1, CR1, and C2, with the limitations placed upon it. This use is compatible with its surroundings. Four, DelDOT has stated that the traffic generated by the proposed use will be minor and will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Five, this use is of a public or semi-public character that is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. It is also a location along Route 9 that is convenient for residents and small businesses. Six, the property is located in the low-density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This conditional use is consistent with the plan's guidelines for the low-density area, since it will provide convenient areas for businesses, addressing the needs of homeowners and property owners in the area, this area of Sussex County. Seven, the site is served by central water and sewer. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the project shall consist of two medical or professional office buildings confronting on Route 9 and seven warehouse buildings behind them. B, no businesses that primarily involve or are similar to the following uses shall be permitted: retail, gyms, fitness centers, breweries or brew pubs, or restaurants and food service. C, this conditional use is limited to the eastern portion of the site as depicted during the public hearing. The remainder of the site shall not be developed without an additional public hearing. The preliminary and final site plans shall clearly depict limits of this conditional use. D, there shall not be any outside storage, including boats, construction materials, RVs, or equipment within the site. E, no vehicle repair or fueling operations shall be performed on this site. F, there shall be no manufacturing on the site, and any contractor work shall occur only indoors. Any contractor work shall only occur indoors. G, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. H, a 20-foot landscape buffer shall be installed along the perimeter of this project. The buffer shall comply with the planting requirements for the forest and or landscape buffer strip contained in section 99-5 of the Sussex County Code. I, any dumpsters on the site are to be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster locations shall be shown on the final site plan. J, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. K, there shall be an adequate parking area for all tenants and employees as required by code. The parking areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and on the site itself. There shall be no parking within the property setbacks. L, signage for the property shall comply with the following requirements. One indirectly illuminated on-premises ground sign shall be permitted along Route 9 not to exceed 64 square feet of sign area per side, and one on-premises wall illuminated awning marquee or projecting sign with a total sign area of 32 square feet shall be permitted with respect to each building. M, the applicant shall submit as part of the final site plan a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the property. These limits of disturbance shall be clearly marked on the property itself. And there shall not be any access to the site from Prettyman Road. O, the final site plan shall include the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. P, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2371, Georgetown Business Plaza LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.